Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day edition. The Cookie Jar is brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price. Period. Six questions, all baseball opening day related. And the first, you get into the ballpark, what's the go-to purchase?
Oh, well, for me, it would be hot dog. Got to have a number of hot dogs. I might even go with the sausage. But yeah, I definitely got to go.
Toppings?
Mustard. I don't go. Ketchup to me is, that's not going to go that way. I know, Heather, that you're all
ketchup
about the ketchup.
And all ketchup.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to go that route, but I am going to go hot dog and probably sauce. I'll go with the double.
Heather?
You know what? It's funny. The first thing that came to my head was not food related because I'm not obviously a big foodie. I would probably go to like the D shop and get maybe a new shirt or a hat or like a something to wear or the Big Tiger Claw.
Yeah. So I'm going sausage. You're going deep shop.
I'm with you on that. Do you do peppers and onions?
On the sausage, yeah.
Yeah, excellent.
Oh, yeah, that's gotta
that's
be
great.
Yeah.
Although, how about the kid in me still, and we'll do it with the kids now, is the helmet ice cream.
Yeah, I thought about that, too. That's a good one.
Yeah.
They get the D, you know, you can put it on your head during the game.
Oh, is it a big one?
No.
No,
oh.
It's little.
Yeah. On the point of my head?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, without hair, it might fit.
Yeah.
Heather, I get what you're trying to do. Message sent. For me, yeah. It is the Italian sausage with the peppers and onions. That's the go-to. Day game or night game?
Oh, I'm all about the day game. I'm all about the day game. I think the day game, 110 is perfect. I'll even go, like we had talked about the other day, 410. Love that first pitch. Night games are better now because they're, 640? So, to me,
you still get sunlight.
I'm hard to... I'd kind of be indifferent. I'd say all of them, but if I had to choose,
and you do,
I would say a day game.
Night game all the way. There is nothing better than the environment, atmosphere at night underneath the lights. You don't have the blazing sun beating down on you. It's just, I would love a night game every single game.
Mine is the 410. I love you go from afternoon to evening. Like the setting in Cleveland when we went to that game was just ideal.
Day game. Baseball was meant to be played during the day.
Yes, I agree.
What's one change you'd make to Comerica Park? They're always tinkering. People didn't like some of the things they did this time. What would you do?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I mean, I do like, even though I'm never going to sit in the home plate club, and I don't know if you guys noticed when we pulled in, they took all of our parking spots for the home plate club.
Yeah.
How dare they? I saw I that and I said... Are these people
making us walk down a flight of stairs? What?
Getting our steps in.
Uh-huh. I think Jim got to park on the lower level with that media badge thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why he's got to wear it everywhere.
That's why he's wearing Tigers gear.
It's like Wayne's World. He's got the backstage pass. Yeah.
Uh-huh. No, we don't get the ass cooling technology in the press box. That's only for the Ritzy and the home plate club. Uh-huh.
Mine would be more of an overhang with the upper deck. And that would give shade, but also it's more intimate. I thought that I can deal with the dimensions and the difference from Tiger Stadium, but I thought they should have built the stadium that way.
So I'll jump in real quick. Remove the nets that they've put up down the baselines. I understand the threat of getting a liner over top of, but that's where you want to go and catch a foul ball. And now it has to be, you know, a perfect launch angle for it to come down and you to actually get one.
John wants people hospitalized at baseball games.
Yeah, come on. It's safety, a rare John. Occasion. It's a rare occasion. Be
I'm
alert.
Surprised. Those nets don't bother me. I remember when they were going up, I was like, oh, this is the worst idea ever, basically for your reasoning. And then they went up and I'm like, huh. They're fine.
Yeah.
They don't really bother me.
I watch so many games through a chain link fence because of watching the kids baseball and softball. I don't want to have to look through a net, even though it's not that obstructive. Just it's don't not. Like it.
Heather, you're at the park a bunch.
I know, but I can't think of anything that I'd really, really want to change. It'd probably be the things people don't see, like things internally in the park, but I don't really have any changes I really want to see.
For me, move the scoreboard over so we don't have the awkward T with the gaps. Make it a full scoreboard again.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Would you rather pitch a no-hitter or hit a walk-off grand slam?
This one's easy. Walk-off grand slam. There's no question about it. I understand the rareness of a no-hitter and how sweet that is, but chicks dig the long ball.
Heather?
My instant reaction was probably what John said, but then I thought, well, no.
Yeah, chicks dig the long ball. I told you.
But no, but then I thought, well, no, I want the thing that's more difficult to do and more rare. I would want the no-hitter.
Grand slam, man. The instantaneous joy.
Uh-huh.
Clearing them all.
Oh, man. That's the walk-off grand slam, I think, would be just epic.
I was at Comerica when Rajai Davis hit a walk-off grand slam years and years ago, more than 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's a great
awesome game.
Oh, I'd have a great bat flip, too.
Mine would be the walk-off grand slam, and the deal breaker would be you did not put a note in here that it couldn't be an inside the park grand slam, which is the most exciting play, I think, in baseball. My son did it on his 10th birthday.
I don't want to get to home plate and be completely out of breath.
No, I want one swing.
I want to touch them all, trot around the bases. I'm going to do the Kurt Gibson double pump around second base.
I would love the franticness of doing that to win a game. I think it would be amazing.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's your favorite opening day memory?
Oh, man. I'd have to go with the one I mentioned yesterday. It's the snow globe. It's Miggy hitting that home run. And knowing that he was near the end of his career, even though I think at that point he had another, 2 years after that, I thought that that was perfect. And it's one that is just etched in my memory. I will absolutely never forget that.
Heather?
Mine's more personal, obviously, because I worked there for so many years. It's going to be my first opening day that I ever worked, ever really stepped foot in there was in 2013. And I almost felt some of those same excited nervousness jitters as I was walking down the steps of the parking structure. I could feel, I was like, oh my gosh, I used to feel like this every single time I came to Comerica Park. And I was so excited, so nervous, didn't know what I was doing. And then boom, I'm on camera in front of 45,000 people.
Mm-hmm. So I got two here. The actual one time I remember it being 70 degrees on opening day, which back in the 90s, it was so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is personal. It's actually the same year as yours.
Is it really?
I got to go on the field before the game and meet Jim Leland in person. I've always loved and respected the guy from even when he managed here. That was really cool.
Yeah.
20 years to the day, April 4th, 2005, Dimitri Young's three home run day.
Yeah.
Who's hitting three home runs today, John?
Oh, well, let's go Torque.
All right, there you go.
Let's go Torque.
Well, nobody went with Harvey's walk-off?
A couple years ago, man, addressing the crowd, 2022.
It was a great moment, and it was his
moment.
Oh, moment.
So there's a mystery celebrity who has not been named who's going to yell play ball today. Who do you hope it is? Who should it be?
I hope it's Dan Campbell. Play ball, man.
That would be sweet.
Yeah.
I hope it is, too. It was not somebody on my mind, but that would be awesome.
It would be awesome. I mean, especially if, he's got to have the walkout music. It's got to be Metallica. this place would go bonkers.
He comes out. He's our version of Stone Cold Steve Austin. He smashes two beers and he goes, play ball, man.
Yes. Yeah.
Mine's actually going to be Brad Holmes because an hour earlier he's going to acquire Trey Hendrickson. He's going to come out and do a little two-step and dance all around and hold the receipt.
He's
going to
make the announcement. Yeah, that's when they make the announcement. Deal's done, but he has
everybody on
absolute radio silence. And he comes out and goes, first, I would like to announce that we have acquired Trey Hendrickson. Play ball!
Mic drop. Just have Trey Hendrickson throw out the first pitch at that point. That'd
exactly.
be great.
And Chef Brad would be wearing a chef hat.
Bonus one, what is the drink of choice today on one of the drunkest days in Detroit? To me, it's Oberon. Signifies the start of spring. Perfect for baseball season. Give me a beer. Give me Oberon.
You know what? I'd have to go with my Jack and Coke.
Okay. Jack and Coke, Jerry? Where are your seats today?
That's Tom? Mine. He stole it.
Okay. Heather?
Anything vodka related, okay, for sure.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That'd be
perfect.
Fine.
Something for everybody today.
Yeah, a little something on ice.
Yours isn't a fruity drink?
I like a fruity
those
drink.
Long daiquiris.
Oh, the daiquiris? Sure, pass me a couple of them. It tastes good. That's good enough for me.
This what guy walking fruit? Around with one of those daiquiris. Yeah.
Double-fisted daiquiris coming up in about 2 hours.
Yes, with Roomba sticking out of his merce.
Yes.
That's the price chart. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. It's 97.1.